from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
It is time to explain a well with Christelle, and we're talking about...
We're on the roads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sommertijd means het bruin.
Okay, so what's the story here with the quote-unquote roadblocks?
So I think by now we know that during festive season there's a lot of roadblocks that, you know, the police are going to be out there. It's already really started. So the road traffic authorities, and I use that term broadly because it's not just TMPD or JMPD. I'm looking at some information from the Road Traffic Management Corporation. They've already started stepping up their activities on the roads ahead of festive season.
Because we heard from Fikile Mbalula, who was talking at one point about, this is that conversation we had the other day where he was saying, well, flying is safer than driving.
Yeah, because our roads not that we can afford flying.
But this is all part of the build up to the festive season road safety.
Well, yes, there's some method in his madness, I suppose. But if we look at the things that you need to be especially aware of, and it's in the context of we should be safe on the roads in general.
Mm.
But the things that the Road Traffic Management Corporation have said that they will not just fine you for, but they can even impound your car. They've said the three things that cause the contributing factors that cause the most crashes on our road, apart from drunk driving, we'll come back to that. Defective brakes, burst tires, and defective lights. So challenges with your brakes, challenges with your tires, challenges with your lights, and they've also now added to that windscreens, cracks in your windscreens. They can potentially impound your car.
Hectic.
Yeah.
Yeah, dit is baie angstwekkend, want wat as jy... a kraak in jou windscreen het, maar dit is die enigste ding wat fout is met jou kar en dan is jy daar aan die kant van die pad gelaat.
Like,
I'm not saying people must drive around with cracked windscreens, but sometimes there's a reason why iemand kan dalk nie bekostig om het laat regmaak of so nie. Daar's baie ander goed wat op die paai aangaan wat erger is as dit, wat ek dink minder toegepas word in terme van as hulle jou gaan straf.
So ek dink jy is reg in terme van, en ek dink baie motoriste het frustraties met toepassing.
Mm.
Vooral, een van die goed wat hulle ook hier noem, is moenie eens probeer, want ek dink baie Suid-Afrikaners, as ons nou pragmatisch en realistisch is, dink ook kan het een geld in die kar hou en dit probeer uitsorteer. They are stepping up their anti-corruption efforts. There are going to be people at these roadblocks that you don't realize are there specifically to look for corruption.
Mm.
En dan arresteer hulle beide partijen. So as ek probeer om iemand om te koop en die persoon aanvaar het, dalk is die persoon een van die agente of een van die mense wat daar geplaas is vir dit, maar jy gaan tronk toe gaan as jy probeer omkoop. Want hulle sê, hulle wil die toepassing meer regverdig maak. Weer die uitdaging met iets soos met 'n kraak in jou venster, ons moet in ag neem, ons is in 'n El Nina somer, so dit is 'n baie nat somer, soos ons klaar gesien het. So as jy op 'n nat pad is, in die aand, daar's 'n kraak, dit kan baie ernstig wees. So ek volg die logika daar, maar ek dink jou frustrasie is reg, want dit moet konsekwent toegepas word.
Ja. En dan, wat dan nou van, hulle probeer nou in terme van die korrupsie om dit hok te slaan, maar ons gaan eers in januari of februari kan sien wat merkbare impak hierdie nuwe reëls gaan hê op die dodetal oor in die feesseisoen. Dit is angswekkend om op 'n pad te ry in Desember in Suid-Afrika because you don't know if you're going to make it to your destination.
En ek dink dis in daai konteks van jy weet, so most people I think have some challenges with their cars, but there are certain things that should be and to the authorities are non-negotiable. So check your tread on your tires, check your lights, check your brakes. You know, it's relatively small wins that can hopefully save a life. And then, as I mentioned, the other thing is obviously drunk driving. There is going to be no tolerance for that. And it is sometimes a temptation. Again, I think we have to be realistic. You know, you've perhaps gone to a year-end function or you've met colleagues. Moet niet nie.
Don't do it.
Moet dit nie doen nie.
Ja, absolutely not worth it.
Ja.
En ons
het nou opties. Daar is nou toepassings en met Ubers en whatnot wat jou kan help. Of bel iemand.
Ja, or just have a 0%.
Ja.
Ja,
you know?
Moet nie drinken.
I must admit, I do that often now when I go out. It's a much easier, you know, even when I'm going to a braai or something, if I've got an early morning the next day, even if I could have a couple of beers and take an Uber, you know, I have a couple of zeros, for example, and I get frustrated now when I go out to places and they don't have them.
Yes.
It really irritates me now when you go to a venue and it's like, oh no, we don't have that. cool, I'll have a Coke. But yeah, actually, can we just all behave like grown-ups?
Ja, so dit is precies die ding. So my man drink glad nie. En as ons uitgaan na restaurant toe of wat ook al, partykie, en daar is nie die alcoholvrye alternatiewe nie, dan raak hy 'n bietjie geïrriteerd, nie, soos wat jy dit ervaar.
Ja, no. Yeah, drink driving is absolutely one of the things we're going to have to watch out for. But let's all just... Let's be good on the roads this year. Let's not get frustrated. Let's not overtake when there's a barrier line. Let's give it a bit of a bigger gap on our following distances. You know, on the whole, South Africans don't drive well.
No.
So,
well, everyone else drives badly except me.
Yeah, you see, daar's die probleem eintlik. Nie jy persoonlik nie, Christa. Everyone in the country drives well except Christa.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.